For post-secondary students, navigating the financial landscape of higher education can sometimes feel overwhelming. Student loans, scholarships, budgeting. These are all typical issues students struggle with when trying to make their money stretch the full length of a program. But according to Lorna LeBlanc, Director of Financial Administration and Compliance at CTS College, there are always options available for learners. Students often come in thinking OSAP is their only choice, LeBlanc said, explaining that OSAP is usually the last option discussed with students. We always talk through all of the options first. There's self-pay, Better Jobs Ontario through A, band funding, WSIB insurance funding, even RESPs. In cases where students need it, we'll go to bat for them to get additional resources, LeBlanc said. Our priority is helping students make the best financial choice for their situation. Sometimes, that means even creating a custom financial plan for individual students. Recently, LeBlanc said, a student approached her for help. She enrolled at CTS, but only qualified for limited funding through OSAP. She was struggling to afford her essential hairdressing kit, which she couldn't attend classes without, LeBlanc said. We looked at her attendance, grades, and situation and then provided a scholarship to cover her kit. Another student recently enrolled at the college, intent on paying their own way, LeBlanc said. But without warning, their employer closed shop, meaning the student's main source of income had evaporated. Through no fault of her own, she was out of a job and in danger of defaulting on OSAP loans and couldn't afford to continue with us, LeBlanc said. But we stepped in to help pay those defaults, making her eligible for funding again. We try to find ways to support students in difficult situations as much as possible. It's all about being resourceful and responsive to students' individual needs. At CTS College, the financial aid team's work goes beyond connecting students with funding. They also offer hands-on guidance to help students manage those funds effectively. I often recommend that students set up a separate bank account, deposit their funds, whether that's OSAP, scholarship, or student line of credit, and work with their bank to release a fixed amount weekly or biweekly, LeBlanc said. It's a strategy to make the funds last the full semester. And if you can make that work, it will significantly reduce financial stress. While OSAP is a well-known option for students, LeBlanc highlighted that CTS works with students receiving funding from various provincial and private sources across Canada. If a student from Manitoba, for example, wants to study here, they can apply for aid in Manitoba to cover their CTS tuition in Ontario. We see students from different provinces doing this every semester, she said. LeBlanc added that as a professional, the role in helping students get through financial hurdles carries its own reward. What keeps me going is seeing students who otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity gain that education and really change their lives, LeBlanc said. I tell them, there are options for you, even if you think there aren't. Most of the time, there's a way to make it work. That's the message that LeBlanc continues to communicate to prospective CTS students. No matter what, there are options for you, she said. A lot of people will think that they're not eligible for anything, and that keeps them from pursuing their education. But guaranteed that there's probably something out there. 99% of the time there is. Here's a list of some of the funding opportunities available for prospective CTS students. Ontario Student Assistance Program, OSAP. Scholarships. Lifelong Learning Plan, LLP. In-house financing. Sponsorships. Canadian government funding. Student lines of credit. Begin the process. The financial aid process for prospective students at CTS College begins after they accept their admission to the program of their choice and decide to enroll. At that point, the admissions team involves the financial aid department. Sometimes, an appointment with a financial aid advisor has already been set up by admissions, so students can discuss financial options early on. During the financial aid appointment, an advisor will connect with the student to get a sense of their unique needs. We talk to them, see what they're looking at, go through the different options that are available if they're unsure, LeBlanc said. The financial aid team then assesses the student's financial and home situation, discussing funding possibilities, and then makes a tailored recommendation based on what they feel is the best fit for that student. For students pursuing programs that qualify for specific aid, like Better Jobs Ontario, formerly known as Second Career, they often come in with a bit of knowledge of these funding routes, especially if they're familiar with employment insurance, A, benefits. In those cases, the process is handled largely by a career counselor through employment options or similar employment services in each CTS college location. The financial aid team remains available but takes a more hands-off role as the application process for this aid is completed through external agencies. First steps for prospective students. As LeBlanc says, enrolling at CTS College is an investment in yourself, and financial obstacles shouldn't stand in the way of reaching your career goals. With its dedicated team ready to help you along that journey and explore every financial aid option available, LeBlanc ensures prospective students that they're not alone. We're here to help students find the best possible path forward, LeBlanc says. Dreaming of taking that next step, but have questions or concerns about the cost? Let the team at CTS help. Follow this link to connect with an advisor and help begin your journey.